This is Total Retail Tech Insights.
The content retail executives need to optimize their use of technology throughout their organizations.
Hello, and welcome to this episode of Total Retail Tech Insights. I'm Joe Keenan, the editor-in-chief of Total Retail. I'm here at the Shop Talk conference in Las Vegas, and I am pleased to be joined on this episode by Shannon Flanagan, who is the Vice President and General Manager of Retail and Consumer Goods at Talkdesk. We're going to have an interesting conversation about customer service and all of the capabilities that Talkdesk offers retailers and brands. So thanks for joining me, Shannon.
Pleased to be here. I was just thinking, how many years have we known each other?
Oh, it's been a long time.
Too many to count.
Exactly. That's the truth.
We're
aging ourselves.
Yes, well, that's why I no longer say how many years I've been in the industry. I just say that I started in retail when I was 18. I started in stores. And it was there that I first really started to understand the value of service. We got secret shopped. Versus being just focused in on sales. And from there, I went through executive training program with May Company, became a merchant buyer. And frankly, that just wasn't where I didn't have the same amount of passion and love for it. And so I went to be a consultant with Accenture. It's there that I got a taste for technology, which is important as we come in what I do today. But I've worked then for, I've done consulting with Accenture and Slalom, but in between that, the bulk of my career has been with retailers, and because of my age, doing omni-channel transformation. I joke, it was so simple then, just stores and web and direct mail and email, but I've worked with brands like Gap Inc., all of the brands underneath that, Land's End and Macy's. I joined Talkdesk about 3 years ago, and my role is to bring the outside in view. Because retail is not like healthcare,
right,
or financial services. So.
No, it's a monster to its own, right?
Yes.
But we love it. That's why we're veterans at it. Thanks for giving a little bit of an overview of your career. Tell us, you mentioned you've been with Talkdesk for about 3 years now. Tell us kind of why you ended up there and kind of a little bit about the business as well.
So it was a trifecta, actually. The first being with COVID. So I joined in 2021. So COVID had hit. Obviously, we knew the digital interactions had continued to increase, but COVID obviously made it much more so. The role of the contact center finally became important. So for most brands, unless you were D2C, you'd forgotten about the contact center. It was a cost center. It might be one line item somewhere buried. Agents weren't supported or enabled. So I really saw from a service perspective, it was really important that it was going to be strategically important for retailers. Secondly, because of the insignificant role that most contact centers played, nobody had invested in that technology in 20 years. And in order to support remote work, to enable and unlock AI, they had to move to the cloud. So I saw a business opportunity. But last but not least, I have a couple of things I have no zen about. One of them is traffic, and one of them is bad customer service. So I felt like I could come in and passionately talk about it. I focused so much on the product side, the bulk of my career, that I really do believe that the service side has been underrepresented. And as product and price become less and less easy to compete on, service is becoming the differentiator for brands.
So that's actually a great segue into what I wanted to ask next, Shannon, in terms of delivering that great service. Why is it so important to, in today's environment for brands when you're competing on experience in a lot of cases? Tell us about that.
So one of the things you'll hear me say at almost every talk is no one reaches out to a contact center because they're happy. And these poor agents have never been really responsible for any of the things that have happened for the reasons that they're calling. So when retailers need, what they need to start thinking about is what is that experience they're providing for their customers. And what does set service apart is, again, people remember how you make them feel. Loyalty is not about points. It's about experiences that you're creating. And those are just as important digitally as they are in person. And we've now seen that shift. But for a long time, again, retailers just weren't thinking about what kind of service they were providing in the four walls or the virtual walls now of the contact center.
Yeah. And it seems like it's a real opportunity, right? To your point, like they're calling, they're upset 99.9% of the time. So it's an opportunity to turn that potentially negative experience into a positive one if they have a great interaction with the call center.
Well, one of the things I was going to say there is, you know, having spent my life a lot in the merchant and planning and allocation space. There's a lot of agony or agonizing and analysis around lost sales due to stockouts. No one really thinks about the lost sales due to bad service and the radiated sales due to great service. Now we see that more social media has empowered customers to actually, you know, spread that word, but it really does make a huge difference. But they don't, you know, that's not really been thought about, right? In the contact center space for a lot of brands.
So it seems simple enough, right? Great service, happier customers, more loyal customers. But of course, we know it's not easy. There's a lot of challenges in terms of providing great customer experiences, particularly as it relates to call centers. Tell us a little bit about what stands in the way of brands doing this well, and you know, what are their challenges around effective customer service?
Well, we touched on one, right, is really that there has not been the recognition of the importance, the strategic importance of the contact center in the customer journey. That is shifting, thankfully for my business, but that is definitely shifting in the organization. But part of it is that it's, you know, it's more complex than ever. It used to be in a contact center, just voice, and then it was email, then it was SMS. Now there are, you know, there's WhatsApp, there's, you know, there's Google Business, Facebook Messenger, there's, you know, 30 other different channels of engagement that a customer can be on, and we need to meet them where they are. So that creates a very complex situation just walking out of it. They don't see their agents as brand ambassadors. And so there's not the enablement like they do with store associates. So that's another issue. They don't see it as a growth channel. Now, in my 3 years at Talkdesk, I've seen a real shift to understanding that it is a place to drive growth. And one of the things I've really learned through this is the majority of them have never shopped their own brand. Everybody goes to the stores, right, and understands that experience, but they've not gone through what the customer's experience is like. And then, equally important, is they've never sat in the seats of their agents. So the amount of friction an agent has in their own experience then naturally extends. And so I do ask the questions of, like, have you ever gone to your contact center and sat in their seats? Have you ever tried to return something or be angry about something and see what that experience is like? So a lot of it is just opening the aperture to a really important part of the service proposition that they provide.
Yeah, and you make a great point about kind of that first step is kind of that shift in mindset and thinking about customer service is not a cost center, but really could be an opportunity, a growth center, a revenue center. Are there particular questions as brands are going about this process that they should be asking themselves, thinking about in order to get to that point from making that mindset shift and then following through and executing?
You'll see that I have a lot of similar themes. So I'm going to continue with the one is, do you know what it's like to be an agent? So something I learned when I joined is when an agent says, oh, my computer's running slow, it's because the majority of them have, no joke, 10 different screens that they're looking at. There's no integration. They're trying to make sense of stuff. And so when people sit in that seat of the agent, they can really start to understand. So that question. The other one is, if you had a magic wand, what's all the data that would be in a single pane of glass for that agent to be able to do their job, which is something we can talk about when we talk a little bit more about how we help retailers. And again, would you be happy as a customer in your experiences, you know, through text, through email? Do you think it's acceptable? Would you as a customer think it's acceptable to fill out an email form and it take 2 days for somebody to get back to you? Or that there's no way to call you easily? So those are the things I think it's questioning, asking what kind of agent experience do they want to have, and then what kind of customer experience do they want to have?
Some great tips there for the audience. We're here at Shop Talk, and not surprisingly, I'm sure, to the audience, one of the major themes that you're hearing over and over again is just the influence of artificial intelligence in the retail space. And that crosses many different functions from, you know, marketing to merchandising to supply chain and, of course, to customer service as well. So I'd love your perspective, Shannon, on how AI is really changing the customer service game.
Well, we've been AI powered for, I mean, I think it's maybe 4 or 5 years at this point. So it's been core to our platform. But for retailers, even when I first joined, when we were in sales pursuits, I would recommend to our AEs and SEs to not use the word AI. talk about automation, analytics, empowerment. And the reason being is a lot of retailers have not had great experiences with AI, be it demand forecasting from back in the day, the machine learning pieces. And we all know as customers that chatbots have frankly sucked. So there was just a lot of hesitancy there. What changed the game is generative AI. And the reason why is I think it became accessible and approachable and understandable to people. AI is now table stakes. And what we're seeing though in the customer service space is that there are very easy no-brainer use cases to do AI and then the generative AI piece.
That's a great kind of introduction to how Talkdesk can then help. Tell us a little bit about your products and how it can help advance that usage of AI within customer service for retailers and brands.
So one of the things that I did when I was learning about this space is think about a maturity model. And the majority of brands, no, most are moving, I want to be fair. But when I first started, we're still very reactive and transactional. We've now moved to being proactive and conversational, and most brands are moving to that space. But where we're going, and this is where Gen AI changes the game, is to anticipatory and hyper-personalized experiences, and really having that interaction that brands don't have today. So what we've done at Talkdesk is we do have a core end-to-end customer service platform that does all the stuff you would expect, like quality management, workforce management. But a couple of years ago, we said, hey, healthcare's needs are different than financial services, right? Financial services doesn't care about Instagram. Healthcare, you don't really have a lot of choice. And in retail, it's a much more complex experience. And largely because, again, we have 30 different channels. Our landscape, tech landscape, is much more complex. So we built a customer service platform purpose-built for retailers that's about creating unified, effortless, and personalized experiences for the agent and the customer alike with a single pane of glass.
Thanks for sharing your thoughts there in terms of how AI kind of fits into this mix. I'd love to get a little more from you, Shannon, about different use cases or examples that you're seeing from some of the Talkdesk clients and how they're integrating AI into that customer experience process.
So there's one thing I failed to mention as we talked about this. So when we were talking about what some of the barriers were, is that historically you had to have super smart brainiac statisticians to do AI and to do machine learning. Now we have a capability called human in the loop, where it's very low touch. Somebody within the contact center can be the one who's driving that. So one, I think it's getting over that barrier. But when we think about the easiest use case, and absolutely for generative AI, is in the area that we call agent assist. So there's a ton of work that happens after a call. There is not always very consistent or really smart next best actions. But now with generative AI, you can cut down after call work down to 2 seconds. You can build your knowledge management system can be so much more sophisticated that it's helping to drive next best actions that are relevant to that individual customer. We can understand, you can now see sentiment of the customer. You can also get views to issues that are happening within the contact center or return issue way faster than you might see it in corporate. So those are the easiest ones. I think the ones that are brand facing are really gonna be around self-service. So how do you improve self-service? We know things like where is my order should rarely require someone. We really should be thinking about AI is how it speeds this automation in a lot of the areas. It reveals the unknowns. And then last but not least, what we really think about and where retailers need, to, as they're starting their journey, need to think about is what is your AI methodology? Is it safe? Is it transparent? And how effective it is in the mind of your customers.
Yeah, that last one is really important. I want to just follow up on that in terms of the ethical usage of AI, because there's obviously a lot of concerns about that. So tell us, and I think Talkdesk has got some data around this, so tell us a little bit about that.
Well, not to overwhelm anybody with quotes, but you know, numbers can paint, you know, a picture of 1,000 words, but it was shocking to me. I've never seen percentages this strong in terms of what the customers want. So 90% of customers expect retailers to operate with AI in an open way. 87% want access to their data, 80% want explicit consent to use their data for AI. This one killed me, 46% actually read the data agreement.
Terms and conditions, yes. The T&Cs.
Yes, and only 28% believe that retailers are doing enough to protect data, to not have bias, et cetera. So in that, we also have them talk about what their expectations are for retailers around policies. And rather than going through all of that, what I can say is that it was in the mid to high 80s around expectations for policies. And then I'll leave you with this, because this was probably the biggest wow factor for me. 79% refrain from product recommendations, which we know there's a huge business around that because they aren't tailored. 60% avoid them because they feel like they have bias or they're stereotypes. And of that, 75% of Hispanics feel that. So this is really, I think, what's top of mind for consumers, and what also needs to be top of mind when retailers are starting and on their AI journey.
Yeah, those are really some eye-opening statistics that you shared from that survey. And it gives you a view into what consumers expect, their expectations around transparency, privacy, security. Those are not going away, and retailers really need to deliver in order to earn that trust of the customer. My final question for you, Shannon, I really enjoyed the conversation, is if you were going to share with the audience any takeaways from this discussion, what would be one or two bullet points that you would call out as most critical?
I'm going to give you four, though it's in power of three, so maybe I'll combine one of them. The first is that your contact center is as important as your stores. And really, you need to be thinking about what's that experience? How are you making your customer feel in that world? Then it comes down to your agents. Treat them like they're brand ambassadors, because they absolutely are. So how are you enabling them to do that? And the reality is, your contact center, as we discussed, should be a growth channel for you. It's an opportunity to put smiles on faces, but it's also an opportunity to turn a return into a sale. And then last but not least, I didn't realize this, and actually Lisa, who's a good friend of ours, right? She and I had this aha moment when we first met, is that the contact center is a gold mine of data, real-time voice of the customer data that shouldn't just sit within those virtual four walls for many places now, but can help make changes across the entire organization. So in closing, succinctly, it's an important channel. And so take time to invest in it, learn it, and give your agents the tools to put smiles on their faces and the customers.
Yep, and certainly think of Talkdesk as a tool that can help you in that journey. So I want to thank Shannon Flanagan again of Talkdesk for joining us on this episode of Total Retail Tech Insights here from Shop Talk. Thank you, Shannon.
That was great. I'm glad I got to see you.
Thanks for listening. For more information on this podcast, please check out our podcast channel page at mytotalretail.com/podcasts for show notes. Total Retail Tech Insights is available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify. Make sure to subscribe on our podcast channel page as well. If you've enjoyed this episode, please take a few moments to rate and review this podcast. Thanks, and until next time, this has been Total Retail Tech Insights.